I'm sitting up here with the toilet paper, contemplating gravity and vapor. It's my first time in space, and there's stuff floating around my face. What would it have been worth if I'd have gone before I left the Earth? I never saw Captain Kirk or Scotty ever attempt a trip to the potty. And now I know why no gravity makes things fly. And I'm looking all around, dodging particles that won't fall down. Oh, I don't want to be a spaceman. I'd rather be back in my own place, man. I like to feel nice and neat and sit securely on the seat and never have to rush and know everything goes down with just one flush. Oh, put me back on my own planet. I want to know I can go to the can. It shouldn't feel like this. Oh, what about heavenly bliss? I can't even take a picture of what might develop from this mixture. I don't want to be a spaceman. I don't want to be a spaceman. I don't want to be a spaceman. No. Hey, all right. Thank you. There's a theory that pretty much states that everything you ever hear in your lifetime comes in one ear and actually moves around before it goes out the other. That's true. My wife tells me, you know, it just goes straight through. depends on what you're listening to. And I have that feeling, you know, that what you see and what you perceive is going to bounce around. And if you, whether you feel like a creative or not, at some time, some optimum time when things are perfect or maybe even not, they're going to gel and you can spit it out. And always do. Spit it out. Spit it out in your cell phone recorder or whatever, you know, just get it down. So with that being said, this song happened about that fast. So we're going to move to Julie now. And Julie does a song and we'll talk. So.